Daf is Daf Ayin Hey. We got to the bottom of Ayin Dalad Amud Bey. Is the last five lines. Tanur Rabbanan. The Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan. Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad. If there's a 9-year-old boy, Ger Amoni Umoavi Mitzri V'Adomi Kusi V'Nesin Chalal Mamzer, any of those psulim above the age of 9, Shabo Al HaKohenes V'Alavia V'Abatz Yisrael Paslua. If he had relations with any of these women, this boy, above the age of 9, is considered a bia, under the age of 9 is not considered a bia. So if he had bia with any of these women, he disqualifies them. They lose their status of kahuna. Look at Rashi in the last two lines. Paslua, lekohenes minat truma. The kohenes, the woman now, who is a bas kohen, may no longer eat truma. Minakuna, she can't marry a kohen. Moving forward. And now this woman also, if she had been with any of these type of men, she can no longer marry a Kohen. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Kol She Zaro Pasol, Posol, V'chol She'en Zaro Pasol, Eino Posol. Rabbi Yossi says there's a little bit different criteria, that any situation where the child of such a situation would be Pasol, then that would disqualify the mother. But if the child of such a relationship would not be pasul, then it would not disqualify the wife or the woman involved. The Gemara is going to explain the nafkaminas. And then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, he has a third opinion here. Again, the Gemara will flesh everything out to make it clear. Kol shata nose bito, if you can marry this person's daughter, then ata nose almanasa, then you can marry this person's widow. B'chol she'iyata nose bito, a situation where you cannot marry such a person's daughter, then iyata nose almanasa, you can't marry his widow. Okay, I know, very confusing. So the Gemara says, "My ikibain Tanakama uben Rabbi Yossi." So what's the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi?
The last one, or we're not even supposed
no, you can if you want, but it'll be much clearer when you see nafkamina. It's going to really bring it to life. So the Tanakama, who said again, all the cases listed are going to disqualify the woman, versus Rabbi Yossi says it all depends on the pasul. So kol shezaru pasul, then posel. If the child would be pasul, then she herself, the kohenes, would become pasul. But if the child would not be pasul, then she herself doesn't become pasul from being with this individual. So what's the nafkamina? So ma'ika ben tanakama ben Rabbi Yossi. Am Rabbi Yochanan mitri sheni ikabinayo. Mitri sheni is the nafkamina between the two opinions. And let's read through and then we'll appreciate the two opinions. So Gemara says, "Vishneim lo lamdu ela mikoyin gadol ba'amana." And they both use koyin gadol with an amana as the example. We know a koyin gadol and amana is aser mideraisa, and the product of such a relationship will be a chalal. So the Tanakama savar ki koyin gadol ba'amana, just like a koyin gadol and amana, ma koyin gadol ba'amana shibiasa bevera uposaba. Using Kohen Gadol and Amana as the model, the bia alone, nothing else makes a difference. Just the bia alone disqualifies this woman from ever marrying a Kohen ever again. Af kol shebiasa b'aveira posel. So to any other situation where there's a bia, a sura, it will disqualify her. So that's why the Tanakhama thinks, when it comes to a Germoni and a Moavi and a Mitzri and a Domi, all these cases who marry a Kohenes or have bia with a Kohenes, or Levia or Bas Yisrael, which are all Isurim, that disqualifies her. Whenever there's an Isur Bia, the lady becomes Pasul. That's very clear according to the Tanakhama.
But that's not only...
Wait, let's finish the point. It's confusing. Let's just get through this. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Ki Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, he also uses the a model of a Kohen Gadol in an Amana. Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana Shizaro Pasul Uposel. So he says, no, you have to look a little bit broader. This model of Kohen Gadol to Amana, not only is the Amana puzzle, but even the child is puzzle as well. The child becomes a chalal. So now that's the model. So he's saying, Af kol shezaro puzzle. So too, any other situation in this relationship where the child would be puzzle, that's where it's puzzle, that disqualifies the woman. But that comes to exclude lafuka, the case of a mitri sheni. We learn the mitri sheni. The mitri shlishi is actually kosher. So the mitri sheni, says the Gemara, she'ain zaro pasul. The child is not pasul. So therefore, how do we know this? Damar kra banim ashe yuladu lahem dor shlishi avo lahem b'kal Hashem. The dor shlishi. A third generation Egyptian can enter into the Kal Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Yossi, since the zaro, if a mitri sheni were to be with the Kohenes Levi Bas Yisrael, the child would be mutter.
Right.
So then she is the bia would be also right, but it wouldn't pass her. Right. Since a child is kosher, the child's a mitzvah shlishi, it's kosher, it would not disqualify her. She still remains a kohenes, a levia, v'yisrael. That's an afkamin that really brings out the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Your questions are relevant?
Yeah, but I said kola pasul posel. Not only in regards to the gava, it's in regards to the chepza, meaning that even if Israeli, a Jew, you know, has a biasura with whatever coin it's Israeli, so she's not allowed to be kihuna now to marry the coin afterwards.
Right.
So it's not only in regards to the gava, it's to the chepza. It's more.
What do you mean by gava and chepza?
I mean the woman. You don't mean the chepza, you mean the woman, right?
No. I mean to the biya. That's to the biya itself. Not only that the gavra is asu, meaning kivoni, admoni, whatever. Any biya asura will be possible anyway.
No, that's what we're saying. Not true. That according to Tanakama, you're right. Any biya asura will passel the woman. Rabbi Yossi says it's not true. You could have a biya asura, but meaning since the child is mutter, mitri shlishi, the child will be mutter, that would not, that biya asura would not disqualify the wife.
So she can marry a coin.
Yes, she could still marry.
Even though she did basically Zonah.
Yeah, exactly.
But Zonah is not allowed.
Well, it could be. Let's say they did it, they got married. Let's say they got married. It wasn't Zonah.
That's right. They got married, okay. It's not a Surah, right?
No, it is. No, sure. You can, a Kohen Gadol who marries Amana, the marriage is a good marriage. It's
no,
just an Isser.
No, but the Biyah before she married the Kohen Gadol.
No, could be. No, we're talking about here. Biyah Surah. It could be that they got engaged. You're not. Let's say, forgetting the Zonah case. I'm circumventing Zonah. They got married. She got married to a Mitzi Sheni. So she's not a Zonah anymore.
Okay.
Fine. Very good. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Shata Nosa Bito, anytime you can marry his daughter, then Ata Nosa Amonasa, you can marry his widow. V'chol She'iata Nosa Bito, if you can't marry his daughter, Yata Nosa Amonasa, you can't marry his widow. So what's going on here? So again, the Nafkamino hopefully allows to appreciate Rashbag's opinion. Ma'ika Bein Rabbi Yossi L'Rashbag. So Amar Ula Ger Amoni Moavi Ikebinai. That's the Nafkamino. How? Vishneam Lo Lamdu Elam Kohen Gadol Bamana. They're also using the model of Kohen Gadol to an Amana. Rabbi Yossi Savar Ki Kohen Gadol just like a Kohen Gadol Bamana. Ma Kohen Gadol Bamana Shizaro Posel Uposel, where the child is a Chalal. So when the child is a Posel, then that posels the woman from ever marrying a Kohen. So Af Kol. So too, like we said before, Kol Shizaro Posel Uposel. So to any situation where the child will be disqualified, that disqualifies the wife or the lady herself. But comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he also says, like a Kohen Gadol, Ki Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, but his model is a little bit different. Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, Shekol Zara Pasol. All the children are Pasol, that's the key now, all them, both sons and daughters, Afkol Shekol Zara Pasol. So to any other situation where there's an Isser Bia, and the children, both boys and girls, would be Pasol. Afil Nekevos. So you're saying, what's the difference? La fuke geramoni umoavi din nekevos havik sheros. Geramoni umoavi, if she's with an amoni, or an amoavi, this lady, where the nekevos actually kosher from such a relationship, sheros la vabakal, as we learned already before, darmar, amoni vlo amonis, moavi vlo moavis. That's what we're saying.
The man is with those women, not the woman with the man.
The man is with the woman. Right, so yeah, this lady, this kohenes, who's with a geramoavi, or geramoni. So that is an isser for her, but the product, if she would have a daughter.
You mean if they have a daughter.
The daughter, that daughter is kosher. So therefore, the Kohen, so if I'm a Kohen, let's say, if I can marry their daughter, then I can marry her herself.
You'll be a Kohen.
So, can I be a Kohen?
You will be a Kohen in the future.
I will?
Kohenim alvim.
Okay, very good. So either, so that's the nafkamina between Rashbag and Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so now we understand these three shitas.
But they would all agree that if a man marries a Moavi or Moavia, it doesn't go into this, right? I mean, right.
If a man marries, no, that's permitted. There's no such thing.
That's
completely mutter.
That's why it's not listed right here. Right.
Okay. Amr of Chisiv Chista now says, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, Ba'al Manas Isa, Shepsula Lakuna. What's an Almanas Isa? Isa is a dough, things that are mixed together. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Almanas Isa, it's around 10 narrow lines down. Almanas Isa, B'ksuvis, Mifarish, Almanas Safek Chalal. A widow, she had been married to a Safek Chalal. Safek Chalal was, he was born to a Kohen, unclear who his mother, what the status of the mother was. So he's a Safek Chalal. He's a Safek Kohen, Safek Chalal. and he married this lady. Now the Safek Chalal died, so now there's an almana. So the widow of the Safek Chalal, Shehimu Reves Bisfeko, she's mixed up together with Sfeko. So much Sfeko is going on here. Bala Haya Safek, her husband was a Safek, Vihi Ba Mikocha, and she comes from him, Havile Sfek Sfeko. So it's very confusing what a Sfek Sfeko is. Unclear. No one's throwing rocks at anybody. Yeah, it's a lot of confusion. Now, there's a discussion on why this really is a Sfek Sfeko, because it's not really a Sfek Sfeko, it's really one Safek.
So what's the case? The Almana was a Safek Chala.
No, the husband. The husband's a Safek Chala. She was married to a Safek Chala. Now she's a widow. Yes. She's Almana Safek Chala. Right. So we're calling this a Sfek Sfeko, which the Gemara itself is going to use that language. Unclear how that really works. And they say it's really Lav Dafka, Sfek Sfeko. It's a really weak Safek.
One is that he's a Safek Chala.
No, there's only one Safek here.
There's only one Safek.
They say there's not really a Sfek Sfeko here. So they're trying to figure out what...
If you read the answer, there's a lot of Sfekotim. Trying
to figure out what it means.
Right.
So, without getting involved, you can look at the footnote if you want, but let's assume it's a Sfek Sfeko just for now. But the Achron and the Pnei Shu and all these talk about how to figure this out. So anyways, back to the Gemara now. So Amar Rav Chista, again Rav Chista says, last couple narrow lines, Hakol, Modim, everybody is in agreement, Baal Manas Isa, Shepsula Lakuna, she is not allowed to marry a Kohen, even though she's only one level Sfek, or two level Sfekos, that she may have not married a Chala, maybe it was really a Kohen that she married, she's still disqualified from marrying an actual Kohen. Man Meka Bahani Tanai, who is the most lenient of all the Tanai we saw above, who allowed her to marry this Kohen, is still to marry into the Kuna? Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Because he said that not only are you allowed to, if she was with a Mitzvah Sheni, but even by a Amoni Moavi, she's permitted still to marry into the Kuna. So he is the most Meko. The Kamar, and he says, Kol Shata Noses Bito Ata Nose Almanaso. If you can marry the daughter, you can marry the Almana. But Kol Shi Ata Nose Bito, if you can't marry the daughter, then Yata Nose Almanaso. Mute Mai. So what's he coming to? So which case doesn't work? It must be Mai Lamute Almanas Isa Shipsulakuna. To say that Almanas Isa Shipsulakuna, she's not allowed to marry. Rather, if she was an Almanas Isa, she is then passed to the Kohen. That's what Rashbag is coming to say. That's the Gemara is trying to Mechadish here. And Rashi just explains, if you look at Lemute Almanas Isa, to Hoel Di'iya Tanosebito Shema Shema Chalahaya. The daughter, if you married his daughter, Shema Chalah, perhaps he's a Chalal, and Tanan Bas Chal Zachar Psula Menachun Liolam. So you can't marry the daughter. So let's say this Kohenis. Kohenes now wants to get married to this, guy. I want to get married to this daughter. Now, this daughter is a Bas Safek Chala. So I can't really marry her if I'm a Kohen because she might be a Chala. A Kohen can't marry a Safek Chala. So the child is also Safek Chala. So if I can't marry the child, the daughter, I can't marry the Almana, the mother either. So that's what Rashbag is referring to here. When he says it's mutter to marry a Kohen with a Moavin, a Moni, to exclude this case where I'm not allowed to marry such a daughter of a Bito Safek Chala. Okay. Fine.
Why do we need a mute on Rashbag?
It's a good question.
Because he's actually going Lekula with the Mishnah, right? So it would seem from the rest.
It exists. Everything else should be Aser.
Right.
I was wondering the same thing. I'm not sure. Uh-huh. I'm not sure why the Gemara was compelled to say that there was this Miyot either. I don't know. Okay, the Gemara now says, this is all Lafuki. This all comes to exclude Midahani Tanai from the following Tanai. The Tanai the Mishnah tells us, this is the Mishnah that appears in Ksubis. Heyid Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Besera, Alamanas Isa, Shekshera Lakuna. So our statement above Rav Chista is going against the Mishnah in Ksubis and Edios, which says it's kasher to the Kuna. My taima, why do they think she's permitted? Have a Sfek Sfeka, a Sfek Sfeka Lakula. So Rashi just explains, Rashi very Sfek Sfeka, he says, Ba'la Haya Safik, the husband was a Safik Chalal, V'hi Ba Mikocha Lipasa, and she comes from him. So it's not really a Sfek Sfeka, there's only one Safik, but there's two steps removed. The Safek is on the husband, and now she's one step removed. She's a woman, so that's why it's called a Sfek Sfeka, even though it's not really a Sfek Sfeka. And for those reasons, they pass in the Mishnah Edios that she's permitted to marry to the Kuhuna. But we pass like Rav Chissa that she's Aser to marry a Kuhuna. Okay, not easy stuff. Gemara says now the two dots of Vadan, but Vadan Mutter. So that was the opinion of who was that? Rabbi Eliezer, I think, for the Mishnah. Let's look back for a second. Which daf was this one?
Yeah.
Okay, he says if you have a Vade Mamzer with the Vade Mamzer, that's Mutter. But if you have a Vade with a Suffolk, or a Suffolk and a Vade, and a Suffolk and a Suffolk, that's not Mutter. So we said the Suffolk was a Shisuki. And the mamzer is a vada, you can't marry together because it's possible the shisuki is really not mamzer, it's a real kasher. And that'd be us to be with the mamzer. Only vade mamzer with vade mamzer is mutter, but any suffix case in any of the permutations would be usher. So comes along Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, halacha, Rabbi Eliezer, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer this way. That yes, only vade mamzer with vade mamzer is mutter. Ki amrisa kame dishmu, when they had said this statement of Rav in front of Shmuel, who was his bar plugta, Amali Hillel, he said, Hillel said to me, Shona Esara Yuchsin Alumi Bavel, that there are 10 categories of people who had ascended from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ukula Mutar and Lavoze Bazet, that they're all permitted to marry each other. Even the Shusuki and the Mamzer, the Safik and the Vadez Mutter, so we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Vat Amr Salacha Rabbi Eliezer? So Gemara says, okay, so Shmuel argues, and he says, we paskin against Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says, wait a second, we seem to have a steer, Rami Drava Drav, Rami Dishmuel Dishmuel. We have a steer within Rav, we have a steer within Shmuel. How? Ditmar, we have another statement about an Arusa She'ibra. An Arusa, a woman who's engaged, not yet married, but she's engaged, and she becomes pregnant. Now, who's the father? Is it the Arus? We assume it's Arus, even though they're usher to be with each other because they're not yet married, or is it some other man? So Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer, we assume Havlad is Mamzer, and Shmuel Amar Havlad Shusuki, no, it's not a Vav, it's a Suffolk, we don't know. Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer, if such a case, why is it a Vade Mamzer? Why? Umutib Mamzeres. And it's so Vade Mamzer, and so far, so much so that she can, this boy, who child, can marry a Vade Mamzeres. And Shmuel Amar, no, the Vlad's a Shusuki, it's only a Suffolk. Vasib Mamzeres. Since it's only a Suffolk, cannot marry a Mamzeres. Suffolk and a Vade is not permitted. So we just said above that Shmuel said a Shusuki and Mamzer are permitted. A Suffolk and a Vade are permitted, but here Shmuel says a Suffolk and a Vade are not permitted. And now the other way, Rav said above that a Suffolk and Vade are usher, but here he says, he assumes a Suffolk case is permitted with a Mamzer. There's a steer with both opinions. Hope that was clear. So how do we deal with this? So Gemara says, Epoch, let's switch everything around. Rav is the one who holds Amar Havlad Shizuki. We treat the Vlad of this case of an Arusa as a Suffolk, and the Suffolk cannot marry a Mamzer, like what he said above, like he passed like Rabbi Eliezer, the Suffolk with a Vadai is an Usser. And Shmuel also switched around saying, Amar Vlad Mamzer, he thinks we view the Vlad as a Vadai Mamzer, and can marry a Vadai Mamzeris, just like he holds in the statement of Hillel, that all the Kulam, Mutarim, Lavozebezeh, Shisuki can marry a Mamzer, Suffolk with a Vadai is all permitted. Everything now lines up very nicely.
Why would, if somebody is an Arusa, why would we have a Suffolk that she had be with somebody else? Isn't that clear that she would have?
No, because it's usher. She's usher to the husband just like she's usher to any other person. I guess it's more of a severe isser.
She's much to her husband, she's not really usher.
She is usher to their marriage, but it's a lesser isser.
Kind of, if she had in mind of a Bia Deshem Kiddushim, it would be good.
Yeah, but we're assuming not that way. Would have been known. And plus, Rav already said you can't have Bia Kiddushim.
Right.
They also said you can't have Bia without.
I mean, it wouldn't be possible.
Right. But the idea is that I think Gemara is going to explain that since Rov, Etzla, or Aser, was based on Rov,
right.
So most Bias, most people to her Aser, and her Aris is the only one Mutter to her, let's say, we go based on the Rov. So let's see. Gemara wants to know Tarti Lamli. So now we have two different statements of Rav and Shmuel saying the same exact thing. That again, Rav holds Suffolk with Vadai is Aser in two places, and Shmuel holds Suffolk with Vadai is Mutter in two different places. So why Tarti Lamli? Why do you have to repeat the same halacha? The Gemara says you need both scenarios because they're two different scenarios. D Itmar Baha, how do we only add this case, which is the first case here, is the case of Shisuki in the Mishnah. Bahakama Rav Mishum Dirov Kshem Etzla. So Shisuki, we could assume the child is a kasher child because most people to her are really mutter. Most people are kasher to her. And Aval Hasim, the rope sum etzla, but with regards to Arusa, where most people to her are actually aser because she's loyal to her Arus, so most people are aser to her, so you'd say Eim Amodah L'Shmuel. Maybe he should admit to Shmuel that it's aser. It's aser to be with each other. Kamashlan here, even in this case, Rav says it's mutter. Vit mar bahach, if we had the case only of the Arusa case, bahach kamarav, Mishum de'ikil mit labaris is what you were saying. Maybe only in that case, by the arusa, does Rav permit the child, because we're going to assume she was with the arus most likely, even though most people are apostle, but most likely with the arus, and therefore the child would be kosher. But maybe the other case where she's a, you know, the Shizuki, where there's no one she's connected to, it's anyone's guess. So maybe she machmir like Shmuel that the child should be aser. Tricha. That's why we have to teach both cases. Now this was all in the first assumption that we were did an epoch. We switched them around that Rav should be consistent and Shmuel should be consistent in both cases. But now the Gemara suggests Ibai say Malialam lo tepach. Don't switch them around. Rav and Shmuel actually switch opinions depending on the context. Why? My mamzer to come a Rav. When Rav says that the child of the arusa is a mamzer, la mutter b'mamzeres. He wasn't saying that she's so mutter, the child's so mutter that he can marry a mamzeres. Ela da'aser b'vas Yisrael. That did suffik, but since a child is suffik, it's a shesuki, she cannot, the child cannot marry a bas Yisrael. But not to say that it's a vade mamzer, it's still a suffik mamzer. Suffik mamzer can't marry a mamzer, vade, but also can't marry a bas Yisrael. And therefore, Rav's consistent when we treat such a child as a suffik, and suffik can't marry a vadai. Ushmuel amar havlad shesuki. When Shmuel says the vlad shesuki in suffik in terms of aser b'bas Yisrael, he also said the child is a suffik, and the suffik can't marry a vadai. So now Rav and Shmuel are saying the same exact thing. Ihachi haynu derav. They're both saying when the Rav says mamzer, he really means shesuki, and Shmuel says actually shesuki. So what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? There's no machlokas. Rav says that, therefore that can't be what Shmuel means. Elamai Shesuki, what does that mean? Shesuki Shemeshatkin Oso Medin Kuna. We quiet him, we don't allow this child from marrying a Kohen because it's a Suffolk Mamzer. Rav says, what do you mean? Pshita. Hashem Medin Yisrael Meshatkin Ale Medin Kuna Mibari. That's also obvious. If we don't allow Shesuki to marry Yisrael, so certainly can't marry a Kohen. So what does it mean, Shesuki, when Shmuel calls the child a Shesuki in the case of the Arusa? Elamai Shesuki Shemeshatkin Oso Menichse Aviv. We quiet him. He can't make a claim of his father's property. Well, pshita, miyadin avu amana. We don't know who his father is. So it goes around claiming every single father is his. So of course, that's obvious as well. Whereas in Lo Tricha the toughest, what it means is if he's toughest, he just grabs someone's Yerusha. Oh, that's my dad. That's my dad. That's his property. That's my property. He takes hold of the horses or something, and we say, no. This is not yours. You have no claim here. And then we take it away from him, even though he was toe-faced and thought, because he looked like the guy, had the same facial features, he thought this was his father, we take it back from him. That's what Shmuel meant when he said Shesuki. Ibai Zema, alternatively, the Gemara says, my Shesuki, what does it mean? Shesuki, Biduki, we check him. Shebotkin es ima, we check the mother, Vomeris, and she says, Lakasha Nivalti, Nemenes, we trust her. We could just do a little research, and the research doesn't require much, simply asking her, who did you have beer with? And if she says somebody kasher, we trust her, and the child therefore is kasher. That's what it means, Shesuki. Okay. Gemara now says, Kaman, who does this hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that we saw yesterday, Hamar Shmuel, Ki Rabbi Gamliel, that we trust him. Gemara says, Hamar Shmuel, Chadazimma, we already learned this once before, that we trust the mother. It's not on the mission. Ksubas tells us, Hayisamu Beres, if the woman is pregnant. Amrullah, we say to her, Mativo shall oberzer, what's the nature of this fetus? Miish ploni v'koinu. She's the child from this individual who happens to be a Kohen, so my child's a Kohen. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Nemenes, we trust the child. And Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Eino Nemenes, we don't trust the mother, we trust the mother. And Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't trust the mother. But the psak is, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Gamliel, that we trust the mother. So we already have a mission that tells us that we trust the mother to the nature of the child. So why do we need another statement here about this case of Shesuki, that Shmuel Paskin Shesuki by this child of the Arusa, that we trust the mother? That's repeated. Gemara says, reason is for as follows. Shricha, you need both cases. Dime Hasam, had I only had the case by the Mishnah and Ksubis, the Hava Mina Hasam Rav Ksherim, it's a lot, most people are kosher. It's talking about a single lady. A single lady who became pregnant, since most people, even though there's an Isser to be with the Penuya, a single lady, still, in terms of the status of the child, most people are kosher to her. So that's why we trust the mother, because Rov, Ruba de Ruba, is kosher. Avahacha here, that's in Arusa, where Rov, Psulim Etzla, most people are actually usher to her, so we should assume the child is not kosher, and we shouldn't trust the mother, Emelo. So therefore, Shmuel says, Tzricha, even in this case, we trust the mother when we ask her. That's what I mean, Shesuki, Baduki, we test, we check it, ask questions. Okay, we're good.
She said that she had Bia
Gemara says Tanya, V'chein Rabbi Elazar Omer Kusi Lo Yisa Kusis. A Kusi does not allow to marry a Kusis. My time, or why not? Amrav Yosef asal kiger la'achar asar daros. A kusi is not considered a full-fledged ger until 10 generations pass. Okay, so he's still considered kusis. And the Tanya ger ad asar daros mutter b'mamzeres, after 10 generations mutter b'mamzeres. During the first 10 generations, I should say, where a mamzer can't marry the kahal, and a kusi is not considered a kahal, they're allowed to marry each other. But mikam ve'elech, after 10 generations, and the ger becomes a full-fledged Jew, then also by mamzeres, at that point, the ger no longer, that family of gerim, cannot marry mamzeres. Some say, no, achi yishtake ashem avodas kochavim mimenu. No, until the point, it could be sometimes earlier, and other times later, until the everyone forgets the avodas chachamim, where they came from, whatever that means exactly. There's no stigma of them being from. They don't know that they exactly. They don't know they came from a family of ger. So either way, so we see from here that they can't marry within the kahal because a kusi for 10 generations. So that's why they can't marry each other. Where he says, what do you mean? I'm gonna buy me dummy. Can you compare the cases? We're trying to use the model of a ger to a yisrael to a kusi and a kusis. Hasam ger yashan mamzeres chadasha. We're talking about an old ger and a nucha mamzer. Amri bar yisalhu, the kan nasim mamzeres. So we're saying it's a ger yashan. Nobody knows that the child, the product of gerim. We're going to say, oh, there's a full fledged Jew who's marrying a mamzeres. That's aser. So that's why that's aser after 10 generations. But halcha idividi ki adadininu. But the case of the kusi and the kusis, they're at the same level. Why would that be aser for the kusi to marry kusis? Doesn't make any sense. There's no comparison. So Gemara says, no, I'll explain it to you as follows. Ela ki aser Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Savarla ki Rabbi Shmuel. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel, Savar, Rabbi Kiva. Who are these? Who's Rabbi Shmuel? Who's Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Eliezer, Savarla ki Rabbi Shmuel, who holds Amar Kusim Geri Arayos, saying, like we said the other day, that they were scared of other lions, and therefore they converted. It was a forced conversion almost, and wasn't really good conversion. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel, also Savarla ki Rabbi Akiva, so since they're really Goyim, these Kusim, and he holds like Rabbi Akiva, Damar Ovid Kochavim Ve'evid Haba Abbas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer, the children are going to be Mamzerim. So that's what we're saying here. A Kusi can't marry a Kusis because perhaps one of them might be a real Ger, and the other might be Ger Arayos Hain, and then the children are going to be Mamzerim now. That's what's being suggested here.
According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Dor Asiri?
According to Rabbi Akiva, there would be no Dor Asiri. When it comes to kusim, I guess not right. Right, it seems like there would always be aser. Okay, so then the Gemara says, "Wait a second, umisavar aleir bishmal Rabbi Akiva." Does Rabbi Shmuel really passing like Rabbi Akiva? V'hama Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shmuel. The name of Rabbi Shmuel himself, minayin laovid kochavim ve'eved shabo al hakohenes v'al halaviyah v'al habas yisrael shepasluha, that they disqualify this woman from ever marrying a kohen. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Ubas haKohen kisei almana gusha v'zera ein la." So, if a woman is a almana or gusha and she has no children, then she goes back to her family's house. So, back to her father's house, and she can eat chuma. So, Gemara says, "Mi sheish lo almanus v'gerushin yase oved kochavim eved shein la almanus v'gerushin." That's only talking about a situation when she was married to someone in the first place who she had almanus and gerushin. Such a concept existed. But if she was with a man who was not subject to the lachas of Gerushin and Almanus, namely a Goy or an Eved, there's no such thing as Almanus of Gerushin with regards to them, then she's not able to go back to her father's house. She becomes Pasul. Fine. So now how do we see that he doesn't hold the Rabbi Kiva in this case? V'saka daitach savar lek Rabbi Kiva. If Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Kiva, that all Chayvi Lavin, let's say, in this case would be the children with Mamzerim, hashta Mamzer have a mifsa b'viyas mibay. So if the product of such a case would create mamzerim, so vadai, the woman herself, would become pasul. You don't have to bring a separate drasha than Eved and a goy that was born this lady. She's pasul to go back to her father's house. But regarding that, forgetting that drasha, if an Eved and goy were with this lady and the product becomes a mamzer, so whenever the mamzer is a product, then the bia pasuls her. So you don't need a special drasha. So the fact that he needed to find a special drasha indicates he doesn't hold a Rabbi Kiva, and an Eved and a Goy with a woman does not create a mamzer. So that can't be pshat here. So Elo Gemara tweaks it a little bit and says, really Rabbi Elazar Savrala Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar again who holds that lo yisa kusias kusis. He's based on the following like Rabbi Shmuel. Number one, the Amar Kusim Geir Arayas. They're a Suffolk Geir. We're not really sure what the status is. And the Savrala Rabbi Kiva, and not Rabbi Shmuel holds of him, but Rabbi Eliezer himself holds the Rebbe Akiva. And that's how he holds Lo Yisa Kusi Akusi, because it's Safek Mamzerim. But the Gemara says, is that really true? V'homer Rebbe Lazar, Ava Pisha Nechelku Beishami Beishilel, B'tsaros Modem Shein Mamzer, El Mimishe Sura Yisa Erva V'anishkaris. So there's a machlok is about, let's say, a husband dies. So now the brother is going to be the Yavam to the widows. So let's say one of the widows is an erva to him somehow. Let's say it's his daughter. So now, the tsaros, the other co-wives of this man, are considered tsaros erva. So again, let's say Reuven dies and leaves over Shimon, Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven dies, Shimon now has to deal with these two co-wives. One's Shimon's daughter, which is possible, and one just a regular woman, but they're co-wives, they're tsaros to each other. So it's one's an erva, he can't marry his daughter, obviously, but the other one's called a tsaros erva. Tsaros erva. So Beis Shammai permits him to marry the Tsaros Erva. He doesn't think there's a problem, but Beis Hillel says you can't marry Tsaros Erva. If one of the Tsaros are Erva, then they're all thrown out. So that's a machlokas. And without getting involved in Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai respected each other nonetheless, even though they held a big machlokas about the status of such a child. Because according to Beis Hillel, that child would be a mamzer. Beis Shammai says it's completely permitted. But the klal that we're drawing from this Mishnah is that both and agree that the mamzer only is a product of an iser erva and an onish karis. Rebbe Lazar himself says this. Now, an eved and a goy with a woman, a basel, is not an iser erva. There's a lav deraisa, but there's not an iser erva, so the child would not be a mamzer. So Rebbe Kiva holds that it would be a mamzer, but Rebbe Lazar doesn't hold it's a mamzer. So we see that Rebbe Lazar does not hold the Rebbe Kiva. Ella, so what pshan Rebbe Lazar? Why does he hold it? Lo yisa kusis kusis. Ella, the Gemara says, Ki Asa Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Israel back to Bavel, Amr Rabbi Chir Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted from Rabbi Yochanan. Others say it was Amri Le Amr Rabbi Abba, Bar Zavda, Amr Rabbi Chanina. Others say Amri La, Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Idi, Amr Rabbi Yishub and Levi. Okay, a lot of names. Shlosh Machlokas Budavar. There's a three-way Machlokas. Now the question is, do we go through this? Because this is going to go well into the next daf. It's not an issue of time, it's just an issue of... if it's the smartest thing to do. Let's do the first opinion. Let's start the first of the three, and then we'll stop after that, and we'll pick up tomorrow in the midway. So there's three machlokas in this matter. So again, shalosh machlokas b'davar. Rabbi Shmuel Savar kusim geir arayos hein, and therefore we're not really sure if that was a real conversion, because they did it out of fear. The kohanim shenitmu bahem, the kohanim that had assimilated and mixed among these kusim, Kohanim Psulim, they're possible, because there's a possibility that they were with a goy, and that disqualifies all them. And Shenema, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk that appears in Melachim, it says, Vayasu lahem miktsosam. They made them miktsosam. What does it mean, miktsosam? And Kohanim Bamos, the Kohanim Bamos became miktsosam. So Gemara Darshan's Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minakutim Shebaam, Mishmachi Paslinu, from the Kutim, from the thorns of the Am, says Rashi. Anything? Rashi says, Minakutim, the last Rashi in the Amud here, Minakutim Lashon Kot Shipsula, the thorns are puzzled, they're the bad part of the flowers, of the roses. So we see that they became disqualified.
But this is only talking about Kohanim that lived together with them, that there was no relationship, just they lived within
it's,
them?
It sounds like they just lived in the same, that's what it sounds like. Now that we have proof that they were actually had relations with them. That Nitmo means to be mixed together and assimilated among them. Yeah.
It seems that they were just in the same town.
They're not married.
That's what it sounds like. So then there's a sheet of Rabbi Kiva, but I think we should stop here because Rabbi Kiva goes into the next daf. So we did one. We'll review this tomorrow, the three Bachoksim. And then we have to bring it back to how explains Rabbi Lazar why Kusi Lo Yisa as Kusis.